But let's get to our local hero. Let's hope he can be leading the Freo Dockers. Justin Longmuir joins us here on Sports Day. Welcome, JL.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Nice to have you on the program, mate. Well, you are a local boy, a West Australian, a country boy, born and bred, and you've worked really hard to get yourself into this position to lead your club, the Fremantle Dockers, a club that I'm sure you're very proud to have pulled the jumper on for, and now you have created the opportunity for many more to do that into the future. How's it been?
It's been exciting, I suppose. There's been, you know, a few anxious moments with a lot of firsts along the way, and you know, obviously a first this weekend when I get to coach the club for the first time. So, yeah, excited about what we can achieve.
I don't know whether you actually go back and have a look at the podcasts that are available at fremantlefc.com.au, but looking at a young Longmuir and then having a look at the experiences that have made you a coach, can you just take us through a little bit of that and what people can experience by going there, taking a look, having a listen to what you've got to say?
Yeah, well, I was supposed to sit down with the crew and did a podcast about my journey and my experiences along the way, and I suppose what shaped me as a coach. And you know, quite often I reflect on my coaching, and a lot of it has come through my experience as a player and what I felt as a player through the ups and downs that I had. So, you know, I see my job as imparting that experience onto our players and helping them through their challenges.
We haven't made any changes to the leadership group, Justin, because that was announced today. Nathan Fyfe will be the captain again, but no one obviously pushing up to take their positions right now.
No, you're right. You're right. And, you know, we put it in our players' hands to come up with their own trademark set of behaviours like most clubs do. And they voted on it and they came up with the same six. We were never set on having six. And we were pretty open to how our leadership group would look, but it sort of flushed out the way it has, and we're really happy with those six players. They bring diversity to that group, and they bring a, you know, mixture of experiences, and also there's a mixture of players across different lines of our club. So we're really happy with those six. There's a few guys pushing up that were close to that group, and that's what we hope for. You know, the years to come, that a few of our younger players not only stamp themselves as players, but stamp themselves as leaders around the group. And we'll be giving all our players on our list opportunity to grow in their leadership skills. And hopefully, you know, in the future, we can grow that group of leaders.
It'd be nice if they're all available. It's not going to be the case for round one. But given the injuries, particularly to some of your key defenders, has it changed anything about the way you've handled your game plan going into the season?
Not really. It's going to be like for like with the players that would come in to replace Joel and Alex. And we've been really happy with the pre-seasons of Brennan Cox and Griffin Logan. They'll be asked to shoulder a lot of that responsibility early in the season. And the opportunities have presented for those two, but they've earned them with the pre-seasons that they've had. And probably, on your first point, it's been really focusing in on how 18 players can defend the ground rather than just relying on our back six, because you know our back six, no back six really holds up under pressure. You know, the midfield can't put pressure on, and then the forwards can't put pressure on as well. So we've done a lot of work on our team defence, and we'll need to defend well as 18 players on the field at any one time to help that back line.
Wilson, Pearce, Hamling, Mundy, Hogan, all sidelined as we speak and most likely won't be available for round one. Let's hope that a couple of those names are. Let's have a look at who is on the comeback trail. And right at the top of my list to ask you about is Stephen Hill. How's he going?
Yeah, he's going well. I'm going to repeat the same thing I think Peter Bell said in the media not long ago, is that we do get a bit nervous when we talk about Hilly, and we're reluctant to pump him up too much, but now he's a star of our club, and my fingers are crossed every time he goes out there, because he's had a horror run of injury the last couple of years, and over this pre-season he hasn't put too many steps out of place. So we've tried to manage him, tried to get him as fit as we can, and now it's just trying to get him through to round one, and so far so good, and you know he's probably been our best player across our intra clubs. So I'm really excited about what he can do.
He would be a candidate for the wing. He's also a very good halfback, as you know. But two vacant wing positions. Blake Akers, how's he going in the preseason? James Aish, another one. Brett Bewley, I understand, has been very good. And Cam McCarthy, can you see a situation where he finds himself on the wing?
Yeah, absolutely I can. All four of those guys have had good pre-seasons. Probably Cam has missed a little bit more than the others. I don't think Aish and Akers have missed a session since they've been here, to be honest. They've fitted in really well to our group, to the extent, I suppose, that they've both got votes now in our leadership vote. So that's the impact that they've had on our group so far. And they'll share that wing role with Brett Bewley, who's probably, to be honest, he's probably been the standout of our pre-season. He came back in super nick, really fit, and is just really invested in his footy in all areas. So I know there's a lot being talked about what we lost on our wings at the end of last year. We feel like the people that have got into the footy club and the improvement from within, we're going to be able to fill those roles.
Young blokes, Hayden Young, Caleb Sarong, are they a chance for round one on what they've shown you?
Well, no, they'll need to build. I'm not going to put any pressure on them about round one. Caleb will get his opportunity this weekend against Carlton. He was fantastic in our intra club last week around the clearances. So he'll get his opportunity this week. Hayden's just had not a setback, but just with his load management, I suppose is the best way to put it. He's out of action for just a couple of weeks, so we can get some work into him. So he won't be available for this weekend, but we'll look to get him going against in the second Marsh Cup. So both guys have had a real impact on our footy club. They've trained really well, and as has Michael Frederick. So I'm excited to give him a crack this weekend against Carlton as well.
Longy, where do you sit on a few of the guys that have been around for a couple of years? Tom North, Hugh Dixon, and also Lloyd Meek. If you do get an injury in the ruck like you did with Sean Darcy, are you inclined to give him an opportunity early to see what he can do?
Yeah, well, I'm really keen to get minutes into him. Unfortunately for Lloyd, he had a stress fracture in his foot at the end of last year, so he's missed a fair bit of training, but we're just starting to see what he can produce at the moment. He's back into full training. We'll look to get minutes into him next week. So that's exciting. And like you said, we're a little bit light on in the ruck department, and we're pretty keen to play, Rory, lob forward with Tabernard. Those two have done a lot of work in our forward structure over the pre-season, have been working really well together and providing a good target for us, but also providing a good option for our smalls to, and predictable target for our smalls to get to the feed-off. So, Lloyd's building, but we've got big expectations for him.
Adam Chera has been thrown all over the place from what I've seen from Frio in the last couple of years since he's been at your footy club. Are you going to try and settle him down and play him in a permanent spot, or are you going to continue to utilise his ability to play anywhere?
No, I really want to settle him down. I really want to settle down a lot of our players, to be honest, Carl. I feel like with a young team, you've got to nail your position before you can get thrown around a lot. So the onus will be on him to nail a midfield spot. We'll give him plenty of opportunity. He has got the flexibility to go to a wing, and he plays that really well as well. So that'll be his role at the moment. And as I said, we're trying to settle our team down and give players some real clear focuses leading into games.
Liam Henry, where's he at?
Liam's on the return to training program. So he'll start building his training over the next couple of weeks. He's had probably a couple of little setbacks along the way with his patella tendon injury that he had at the end of last year. But so far, so good. He did training earlier in the week, and he's definitely got some skills. So he hasn't lost that over the pre-season. So, yeah, we're pretty excited to get him back into training and then build his game minutes up.
What are you trying to get out of the couple of games that you've got in the Marsh series?
We're trying to embed our style of play, clearly. As a new coach, we've done a lot of work against each other, and sometimes it can be a little bit frustrating, especially as a coaching group against when you're playing against each other, because your offense and your defense both can't look good on the same day. It's almost impossible to get that sense of achievement on both sides of the ball on the same day. So, really embed that style of play against another team, and just trying to really embed their individual roles and fitness is the underlying aspect of the pre-season. Like I said before, we really want to get our players nailing their roles, and that starts this weekend.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for joining us. Look forward to having a chat to you throughout the season. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Justin Longmuir here on Sports Day for the Bottle-O. Great Northern Super Crisp, 24-pack, $45 at the Bottle-O, Hayes.
Over to our listeners, Carl. I want them to be the coach. What do you want to see? Which players do you want to see in different positions? What are you hoping to get out of these preseason games? If you're the coach of Fremantle, we're going to do the West Coast Eagles a little bit later, but you be the coach. Your time is now.